Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Renewed flooding is expected across the Hunter River and inland New South Wales rivers from tomorrow. The State Emergency Services said the trough of low pressure currently lies over inland New South Wales, bringing rain and thunderstorms across the state through to the weekend. The weather system is expected to cause minor flooding for the catchments of Goulburn and Upper Hunter, as well as minor to moderate flooding for Wallumbye and Lower Hunter River. Locals impacted by the flooding should be aware of potential road closures and flood isolations. Farmers are being advised to move machinery, equipment and livestock to flood-free grounds. The next flood watch bulletin will be issued tomorrow at 11 a.m. Households across New South Wales can expect to pay less for their electricity by 2024, according to a new report by the Australian Energy Market Commission. The latest modelling reveals price increases in the short term are likely to be more than offset by newer, cheaper sources of energy over the next 3 years. However, Chair of the AEMC, Anna Collier, says it's still a good idea for local households to shop around.
The best thing that local residents and small businesses can do is to look around and make sure that they are on the best deal for their circumstances. Our analysis shows that customers can save up to $280 per annum by shopping around for the best deal.
And Lake Macquarie's LGA has recorded the highest numbers of COVID-19 throughout the Hunter for 3 consecutive days. It comes after 36 new cases of the virus were identified throughout the Hunter New England health regions, with 11 alone in Lake Macquarie. The others included 7 in Moree Plains, 6 in Newcastle, 4 in the Mid-Coast, 3 in Inverell, 2 in Port Stephens and 1 in Tamworth, Cessnock and Gwydir. The new cases take the total number in the current outbreak to 4,249, with currently 541 active cases. Meanwhile, New South Wales identified 276 locally acquired cases overnight.